This is the parallax for Sunday, July 19th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin in the Middle East, where escalation between the U.S. and Iran has reached a critical threshold. Two American service members were killed, and one remains missing after Iranian ballistic missiles struck Jordan's Muwaffaq Salty Air Base on Friday. That brings the total American deaths in this conflict to 16. In response, the U.S. launched its 8th consecutive night of airstrikes on Iranian military infrastructure, targeting missile depots and air defenses in Hormozgan province. Iran then countered with drone and missile attacks on U.S. military facilities in Kuwait and Bahrain. NPR reports that U.S. Central Command described these new strikes as intended to punish Iran for the troop deaths, marking the first confirmed American fatalities since fighting resumed 2 weeks ago. Al Jazeera reports that Iran struck U.S. bases in Kuwait and Bahrain in retaliation, but here's where the framing diverges. Bloomberg emphasizes that both sides are heightening their attacks and expanding the scope of their targets, with no sign of de-escalation. While Axios focuses on Iran's Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei accusing President Trump of violating a prior agreement and vowing a forceful response. The State Department has issued a worldwide caution security alert, citing heightened tensions and the potential for unforeseen escalation. Turning to Ukraine, Russia launched what may be its largest ballistic missile attack on Kyiv since the war began. According to the Ukrainian Air Force, Russia fired 41 missiles and 125 attack drones across Ukraine overnight Saturday. At least one person was killed, and 9 were injured in Kyiv and the surrounding region. President Volodymyr Zelensky called it one of the most massive ballistic attacks on Ukraine's capital. NPR and BBC both report the scale of the assault, 41 missiles and 125 drones. But Al Jazeera adds critical context that other outlets emphasized less. Ukraine is particularly vulnerable to such attacks due to a shortage of Patriot air defense munitions. That ammunition shortage explains why Kyiv couldn't adequately defend itself against this scale of attack. In other news, the Tate brothers have been arrested in Miami. Andrew and Tristan Tate were taken into custody on Saturday by U.S. Marshals on a sealed warrant, just as British prosecutors announced they are seeking their extradition on charges including rape and human trafficking related to 3 women. The Crown Prosecution Service had previously charged Andrew Tate with 10 counts of crimes. How outlets covered this story reveals important details. NPR and BBC report the extradition request and the brothers' claims of innocence through their lawyer. Al Jazeera notes that Andrew Tate faces 10 total criminal counts, but the Daily Wire adds a significant detail that other outlets buried. The charges include child pornography in addition to rape and human trafficking. On a lighter note, the 2026 FIFA World Cup final is set for tomorrow at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Argentina faces Spain with kickoff at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this match features a generational storyline between Argentina's Lionel Messi and Spain's teenage star Lamine Yamal. NPR describes the final as destined to be a classic, noting that wildfire smoke and ticket prices had dominated pre-match coverage. Al Jazeera breaks down 5 key factors that could decide the match, framing the Messi-Yamal storyline as a passing of the torch. But here's what makes this match unprecedented. The World Cup will feature its first ever halftime show. The New York Post reports that for 96 years, the World Cup has belonged to the players. Now both teams must adapt to a longer break. The BBC notes this halftime show is creating broader debate about the place of music in sport and how it could spread to other tournaments. That's the parallax for Sunday, July 19th. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.